When you talk about legends of the bass fishing world, one name comes to mind right away, and that's Jay Yellis. And Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, Terry. Thank you.
Well, I guess the first thing we want to talk about is your upcoming Bassmaster Classic participation is just right around the corner. And I know you're excited about going to the Bassmaster Classic, but very realistically, this may be your last attempt at this thing.
Yeah, for the foreseeable future, it will be, because I'm not planning on fishing bass in the foreseeable future. So I don't know what, you know, I don't know what's gonna, all going to take place, but I'm at this year's Classic, but I'm looking forward to having the chance to win my second Classic and kind of go out with a bang.
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners here have heard about the letter that you put together and basically gave your reasons why you felt it was appropriate to maybe go a different direction. And probably we don't give you enough credit because you went out and you spoke to Irwin Jacobs because guys needed a place to fish if they weren't going to fish bass and were able to help kind of spearhead an effort with Mark Davis to get that done. But tell me a little bit in your words, what exactly, you know, what went through your mind and why you've made the decision you have?
Well, it all boils down to just, for me, Terry, to enjoying my work. You know, I mean, there's a lot to be said for a guy enjoying going, getting up in the morning, going to work each day. And if you're not happy in your workplace, then, you know, it's one of the privileges we have as Americans to be able to make some changes and go to work someplace where we enjoy it. And that's the point that I'd gotten to on fishing the Bassmaster Tour. I just didn't enjoy fishing them anymore. And you know, it was a process of getting there. Of course, it's not something that took place overnight, but it was over the course of 4 years. I guess ESPN bought Bass about 4 years ago, and they just ushered in a different business model and a different culture over there and on the Bass side. And I'm a pretty conservative fellow and family man, and you know, I just, that's just kind of my worldview, and things were just really changing from what they used to be. Bass used to be a pretty conservative organization, and they just started getting, a lot different than what I enjoyed. And so I just, you know, I think a lot of that extends from, you know, the corporate world and trying to make a go of it with TV, and it's just a lot. I don't know, I just didn't feel comfortable hanging around a lot of the new people from ESPN and what they were trying to do with their TV shows. So I'm just thankful that FLW puts on a great circuit as well, and the pros nowadays have a choice on where they want to fish, and it's great to have choices.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about. I know the Federation just went through their choice making too. And, you know, of course that caused a lot of consternation at the grassroots level. But, you know, you were a guy that won the Triple Crown. I mean, you think about it, you know, you won the Bassmaster Classic Angler of the Year and FLW Angler of the Year, and all in the same time period. And man, you start thinking about that. And, you know, I know you've got to have mixed emotions, or at least I would think you would, with leaving Bass.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did struggle with it for a while. But once I made up my mind and I got really had a peace about my decision not to fish bass, and I'm not going to miss it one bit. There's plenty to keep me busy and on the FLW tour, and plenty of great challenges ahead. One of the biggest goals I have going forward, Terry, is to win the FLW championship. No angler has ever won all four major titles in this sport, being the FLW Championship, FLW Angler of the Year, Bass Classic winner, Bass Angler of the Year. There's four guys that have won three of those four titles, and I'm one of the four. But that's my goal, is if I can win the FLW Tour Championship, I'll have done something that no angler has ever done in the past. So that's really my goal, and that's it really drives me, motivates me on that FLW tour to qualify for their championship this year and be able to have a shot at winning that. But it is hard, you know, it was hard to make that decision to leave Bass because, you know, I've centered my whole fishing career around fishing bass for years. I mean, I've always been a bass guy. I mean, from when I was a college kid up until just a couple years ago, I mean, focused my whole life around fishing the Bassmaster Tour for 16 years. And so, yeah, it is, when you put that much into an organ, you know, fishing a certain or tour or working at a certain place for that long, Yeah, it is hard to kind of have to make a mental adjustment to leave that behind and go in a new direction, but you know, that's just part of life. I've learned there's always change. Life is full of change, and a lot of times it's for the better. I'm really looking forward to what lies down the road for me. I plan on, you know, good Lord willing, fishing for a number of years left. I'm only 40 years old, so I should have plenty of years ahead of me, and I'm excited about it.
Well, you know, you're going to have to get a bigger mantle if you win that fourth award, because with all the other things you've won, Superstars and Bass events, FLW events, all the things you've won, the mantle piece is going to have to get bigger.
Yeah. Man, that would be so awesome, though. Think about that, Terry, to be able to say that you won all four of those titles. I mean, that's really what my dream is right now. And it could happen. We'll just have to see, you know, just take it one day at a time. But that would really be something if I could do that. I'm you know, real thankful for the opportunities that I've had, for the success that I've had, and be able to make a living doing this fishing gig. You know, it's a lot of fun, something I've always loved to do, and it's really, really a blessing to be able to make a living fishing, let alone have a shot at winning, you know, big titles like that.
Well, there's no question about it. Besides all that, and besides all the fishing stuff, you're also active in the PAA, which is keeping you busy, I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. I went through a couple emails this morning in regards to that. I'm the treasurer, so I'm pretty much on a daily basis doing administrative work with, you know, to help the PAA. It's very rewarding. We've gotten a few things accomplished so far, and have a big tournament set on Lake Fork for next year to celebrate the, you know, the 25th anniversary of Lake Fork, and it was in the state of Texas. And we got some exciting things in the works that we're trying to get pushed through, and there are tons of opportunities for the anglers, and I'm thankful that we have Gene Ellison, you know, as our executive director. He's doing a great job, and he's from up there in the Northeast in Boston, and he's really working hard for the anglers, and a lot of good things will come out of that. I can't expect things to happen overnight. It's you know, we've only had the PAA going since April. So it's going to be, it's going to be, you know, another year or two to really get things the way we want them. But it's fun working it out.
Well, there's no question about it. I'm sure you will. And I want to make sure people know that Lake Fork event is a charity event. And
oh, yeah.
And you guys have done a great job of making sure that you're going to, you know, help with the fisheries and stuff in the state of Texas with that event. But, you know, it's good to see the PAA work. And, you know, it's kind of, from a media standpoint, it's kind of like we haven't heard anything much here lately. But it's good to hear that things are moving forward.
Things are moving forward, and we have a number of initiatives that we're working on, at least a half a dozen. And the hardest part, Terry, is getting great ideas financed, and that is in any business proposition, that's the key deal. It doesn't matter how good your ideas are, if you can't pay for them, they don't ever amount to much. But we have great high hopes for the PAA and what it'll be able to accomplish, you know, as a group of fishermen. So it's going to be just a matter of time before you see some, you know, some good things coming, and I'm excited about what the future holds. I think we've got some real quality people working on behalf of the PAA, and you get all these sharp guys together putting forth a good concerted effort towards a common goal, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Well, Jay, as usual, you know, our time goes by so quickly, but we really appreciate you being with us and wish you the best of luck on two efforts. One, the Bassmaster Classic coming up, and then that possibility of that FLW Championship for that fourth title. So that would be cool, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, Terry. I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.